Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are a Father who gives good gifts to your children. This morning we have seen you give the best gift as your daughter, our sister, Raya, was baptized, was given the gift of the Word and the water, regenerated to spiritual life from dead spiritual life. And Lord, we have seen it. We have seen it with our eyes. We have heard with our ears, and we believe. We ask that you bless this family. Bless little Raya as she grows as a Christian woman. Lord, bless her. Lord Jesus, always be with her. Every day as she walks, as she goes a few years from now, she'll start to school. Be with her. Go with her. Be with her family. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before he was conceived, an angel announced his coming birth to his unwed teenager mother. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life. And after he was born, he was laid in a feeding trough for the animals, sought by lowly shepherds, basked in the light of a heavenly star that guided wise men from afar. A few days after his birth, his flesh was seared with circumcision, like the flesh of all Jewish boys. He was dedicated in the temple that was supposed to be a house of prayer, but was in truth a den of thieves. He grew in wisdom and stature before God and men. When he was in the prime of his life, about 30 years old, he left his hometown to begin his ministry. His cousin, John the Baptizer, baptized him in the Jordan River. He then lived in the desert with nothing to eat or drink for 40 days, having endured all of the temptations that the old serpent, the old snake himself, Satan, could amass. He began taking the sins of the world into his body. He traveled and preached repentance and faith. He chose 12 unlikely men, all sinners. To be his disciples. He ministered to the people, raising the dead, giving movement to the lame, giving sight to the blind, giving sound to the deaf. He said he came to save sinners. Are you a sinner? He said that only those who know that they are sick need a doctor. Do you know that you are sick, sin sick, and need a doctor? I hope so. I hope so. We have been traveling during the Lenten season with Jesus on his journey to Jerusalem. He has arrived for the Passover, riding triumphantly on a donkey. Those who hailed his arrival laid down palm branches before him as he entered the city, as we did this morning. They shouted, as we did this morning, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They have hailed him as the King of the Jews, but only 5 days from Palm Sunday, 5 days from now, as we're walking with him, the Jews will cry out for their king to be crucified as he stands before Pilate, the governor. He had done nothing to deserve crucifixion, but no matter. The people wanted the murderer, Jesus Barabbas, set free, and they cried out for the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth. Pilate tried to wash his hands of Jesus of Nazareth as his wife advised him to do. But in the end, Pilate sentenced Jesus to be flogged and crucified. And so it was that Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, looked down from the cross. He had been beaten badly enough to already kill most men. The soldiers took his garments from him, stripping him bare. As he looked down from the cross atop the ugly hill, skull called Skull Golgotha, he knew that this was the reason he came down from heaven. He knew that day was the climactic day of his 33 years of earthly life. He knew that there would never be another day like this one, nor would there ever be two more days like the one that would follow, like the ones that would follow. He knew that for once in all eternity, he was on his own, separated from the Father. He was so despicable, unsightly, forlorn after being flogged, that not even his enemies would look at him. He knew that because he bore the sins of the whole world, his holy Father could not look at him, would not look at him. When he cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He knew that his Father could not hear him, did not hear him, would not hear him. He was forsaken and abandoned in a way that you and I cannot understand, in a way that he has promised to never forsake us. When it was time for his life to end, he yielded up his spirit. At his death, the Roman centurion who believed in him said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." So he died, and his remains were placed in the tomb of the rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. So, on the cross, began the 3 days on which all of creation turned. Before the day of the crucifixion, sin, death, and the devil ruled God's fallen creation. But after the day of the Lord, after the day of the Lord on Good Friday, the day when our Lord Jesus died for the sins of the world, the earth's culture of death would take a turn in another direction. All of creation groaned and wanted to come out of darkness. The man in the tomb would rise to new life forever. He would be the firstborn from the dead, the prototype for all who would be resurrected after him. That's what Holy Week is all about. Sin is paid for. Death is conquered. The King of the Jews is not king for a day, but the King of Kings for all eternity. You see, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Let us walk slowly and thoughtfully with Jesus through Holy Week. Let us walk slowly and thoughtfully with Jesus through Holy Week. Let us ponder. Let us ponder. It's a time to ponder with Mary. She pondered all of these things that happened to her son. Let us ponder what God has done for us through his son. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.